I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the news on KJAN. The weather forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 75, winds southwest westerly at 15 to 25 miles per hour. In Western Iowa news, officials with the Iowa West Foundation, headquartered in Council Bluffs, have announced $4.2 million in grants are being awarded for the first quarter of 2014. The grants will be used to assist 22 nonprofit organizations and governmental entities with funding for area projects. The largest grant awarded in the quarter was to the Green Hills Area Education Agency for preschool programs in school districts which are located in Pottawatomie County. The $1.1 million grant ensures that four-year-olds with the most at-risk factors for possible school failure will have the opportunity to participate in quality early childhood education. Among the other grant recipients, the City of Council Bluffs, $850,000 for planning and improvements to the landing area of the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge near Tom Hennepin River's Edge Park. The Bluffs Arts Council, $6,000 for music and movies in Bayless and River's Edge Parks. Crossroads of Western Iowa, $2,000 for a volunteer program for intellectually disabled. The Hospice of Southwest Iowa received a $2,500 grant from the Iowa West Foundation for medical records documentation upgrades. The Make-A-Wish Foundation of Iowa received $20,000 to fulfill the wishes of Southwest Iowa children. Mills County Fair Association Free Fair, $150,000 for a community building at the fairgrounds in Mills County. Also, the Mills County Prevent Child Abuse Council, Incorporated Circles for Support Program, received $7,500 from the Iowa West Foundation, and Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, Incorporated, $50,000 for prevention education on STIs and teen pregnancies in Douglas, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie counties. Now, funding for the foundation's grants comes from investment earnings in the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contracted license fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. IWRA distributes funds to the Iowa West Foundation, which is an independent 501c3 organization under the IRS code. The foundation makes grants throughout Southwest Iowa and Eastern Nebraska. Requests for Iowa West grant applications for the third quarter of 2014 will begin June the 1st and will be accepted through July the 1st, 2014. Completed applications will be due July 15th. The deadline to request applications for the second quarter has already passed. If you'd like more information, including deadlines, interested organizations may visit the foundation's website at iowawestfoundation.org. An Atlantic woman was arrested Wednesday on charges that include interference with official acts and disorderly conduct. The Atlantic Police Department reports 28-year-old Kylie Wojciechowski was booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities in Fremont County say a man from Texas was arrested early this morning after an investigation into an incident at a truck stop. The sheriff's office says deputies were called to the Cubby's truck stop in Percival at around 1 a.m. following a report of an intoxicated man who would not leave the store. Prior to the deputy's arrival, the man took off in a 2004 Ford pickup. Authorities caught up with the suspect's vehicle on Interstate 29 near the 19-mile marker and found the driver, 40-year-old Francisco Javier Avila of Buckles, Texas, to allegedly be intoxicated with open containers of alcohol in his vehicle. Avila was arrested on suspicion of OWI, third or subsequent offense, and open container charges, as well as operating without a valid license. Additional charges are pending. Avila was booked into the Fremont County Jail and held on just over $5,950 bond. Officials in the city of Glenwood were using buckets Thursday to catch sewage from a damaged main. The State Department of Natural Resources said that city officials had recently discovered a corrosion hole in the sewer main while working on lines in the area. Officials are not sure how much sewage has leaked since they believe the hole likely developed during the winter. The hole has been temporarily patched, but it appears to still be dripping. Buckets are being used until there is a permanent fix. The city also plans to hire a contractor to reroute the sewer main. Officials believe that nearby Keg Creek has been affected. They're encouraging residents and pets to avoid that area. Elsewhere in state news this morning, Governor Terry Branstad has ordered U.S. and Iowa flags to be flown at half-staff to honor a Clinton man who died during World War II. The remains of First Lieutenant Louis Longman are being returned to Iowa, and a memorial service is scheduled for tomorrow at the Rock Island Arsenal National Cemetery in Rock Island, Illinois. Military honors will be provided by the Iowa National Guard. The flags are to be flown at half-staff from 5 p.m. today until 8 a.m. on Monday. The Defense Department says the 26-year-old Longman went down with his P-38 fighter on April 16, 1944, in the mountains of New Guinea. The recovery and identification process began in 2005. Longman graduated in 1936 from St. Mary's High School in Clinton. And that is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.